Hello. My name is Aoife Kennan and I'm originally from County Durham. I'll be performing Nikki from Shakers by John Godber, Rose from Dancing at Lunasa by Brian Friel, and Elizabeth I from Robert Icke's adaptation of Mary Stuart by Friedrich Schiller. And finally, I'll be reading an extract from Howards End by E.M. Forster. My first audition. God, I'm nervous. Do I look nervous? Well, I am. God, I'm shaking like a leaf. I'm ready though. Got all me stuff. The expense. Shit. 20 quid return and 18 quid to audition. I don't know why I want to act. Oh, wait, I mean, I do. Everybody has a dream, I suppose. Trouble is, to be honest, nobody from our end knows how to help you. I mean, I'm 21. And I still want to act. It's taken us 3 years to get an audition together. I hope I don't blow it. I've read some books on that. I'm not thick, but I think plays are boring. I had arranged to meet Danny Bradley there, Kate. He brought me out in his father's blue boat. He showed me what was left of the Luna Sapphires. A few of them are still burning away up there. It's a very peaceful place up there. There was nobody there but Danny and me. He calls me his rosebud, Aggie. I told you that before, didn't I? And that's all I'm going to tell you. That's all any of you are going to hear. To serve the people is to be a slave. I'm tired of flattering them when honestly, I hate them. The crown is just a prison cell with jewels. Meanwhile, Queen Mary Stuart sits in her cell, sits smilingly, sits waiting for history to hand her my crown. No. No. It stops. This terror has to end. Your head will fall. The way she looked at me, like I was... There is a better weapon in my hand. I use it and you die. You are no more. It will be generally admitted that Beethoven's Fifth Symphony is the most sublime noise that has ever penetrated into the ear of man. Whether you are like Mrs. Munt and tap surreptitiously when the tunes come, or like Helen, who can see heroes and shipwrecks in the music's flood, or like Margaret, who can only see the music, or like Tibby, who is profoundly versed in counterpoint and holds the full score open on his knee. In any case, the passion of your life becomes more vivid, and you are bound to admit that such a noise is cheap at 2 shillings.